All right, why don't we go ahead and get started? Thank you for coming to the event today. We're really excited to be here. My name is Michael Bowman. I am the program manager for the Office Interoperability team. And today you've heard a lot about our commitment to openness, some of the licensing programs. What I want to talk about for a few minutes is Office's commitment to interoperability, as well as some of the Office resources that are available to help facilitate protocol implementations and facilitate file format implementations, and just let everybody know all the resources that we provide year in and year out to help foster interoperability at Microsoft. So the course of my talk, I'm going to quickly just talk about our commitment, some of the resources that we make available, and then I'm going to just spend a few minutes on the open specifications, which are really the scope of our program. Okay. So when we look at kind of the world of technology today, there's a lot of change going on. There's a lot of change going on in mobile. There's a lot of change going on in social. And when we build our products, we really try to embrace a lot of this change. And when you see with the latest version of our Office products, Office 2013, SharePoint 2013, and Exchange 2013, you see a lot of these aspects built into our products. As most of you know, Microsoft's purchased Skype, we've purchased Yammer, and we're doing our best to kind of create that integrated social experience throughout all of our products. In all of our new 2013 products, we've kind of embraced the app models. So if you go to Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, you can actually develop apps that sit within those applications. So there's app stores that are specific to Office that now exist. With that, as we look at the implementer community, the ISVs and our customers and partners, we realize that's great that we're doing all this goodness with apps and development, but we need to make sure that partners are able to develop on top of our products, that partners are able to connect to our products, and in some cases even replace our products, so that there's that communication that can exist in these integrated environments. And so it means that we need to embrace choice of platform and choice of software. And there are a lot of choices. And one of the tenets that we kind of work with in Office is to make sure that those choices work with, that it's a seamless transition between our competitors as well as our partners. And here, I've listed a few on this slide, but it's really to create a better end user experience. Examples of this, in SharePoint would be, making sure that the way you access data in SharePoint is there's ways to access data that's also could be accessed with OpenText or with Alfresco, and kind of creating, a one path to data access. So we're really committed to interoperability. We support, numerous standards. We really work hard to make sure that all the connections in our products are open. When I go to talk about the open specifications, you'll see that we've published over 50,000 pages of protocol documentation. I mean, that's an enormous amount of docs that we've put together just for interoperability. Our products are increasingly supporting more standards, so that it's not just a one Microsoft solution. It's a solution that can encompass multiple products. Wait for the transition. So, our products, again, our products are really intending to, build in as much of the support we can for standards, for open protocols, and for connections to both partnering and competing software packages. And with that, we're also building a lot of tooling that goes to validate those connections as well. And so we provide, in terms of standards, we provide implementer notes that basically describe in detail what standards we're supporting and how we're supporting them in our products. We provide, with every version, you'll see more support for standards. For example, in SharePoint, you've got CMIS. Exchange, you've got iCal support. Office, we're supporting ODF. And these are standards that aren't always driven by Microsoft. These are standards that are a lot of times driven by other standards bodies. You'll hear a lot over the next couple of days on OData, SQL OData. And that's a very exciting story for us in SharePoint because it's a new way to access more SharePoint content. It's not a proprietary story anymore. Now we can say, if you need to get access to data in SharePoint, you can take a standard like OData, you can take a standard like CMIS, and you can pull that data back into your app. You can create an SAP environment or an Oracle environment and have that data talk to each other between the Microsoft product and, you know, another third party. So it's a really exciting story that we have with our 2013 products, and we're really excited about it. We also do an enormous amount of developer resources in terms of SDKs, in terms of protocol documentation, in terms of API documentation, as well as content and examples that we post to MSDN, to TechNet, and a number of other centers. Yeah. So, like with that, with our application development, the apps that we build for within our products, you know, there's direct support for Silverlight. In fact, you can build Silverlight apps that sit within our office. Moonlight? Yeah. We can maybe after the talk we can sit down and talk about that. Yeah. And then we also have the document interoperability initiative that's you know, focused a lot on ODF and making sure that we're really embracing a lot of the file format standards. So our guiding principles are really to promote data portability. It's to enhance support for industry standards and ensuring open connections. And then one of the most important pieces of this is to foster the open connection. So, like, an example is what we're doing here today. And as Murray mentioned, we don't want to just stand here and talk at you. We want to build a relationship with you to understand what areas you'd like to see us do more in our products. You know, what standards would you like to see us embrace, you know, at a greater level? How could we improve our interoperability story? So we're always looking for feedback, and that's why we're here. We want to make this kind of a two-way discussion as to how, you know, to understand what we can do better, both from interoperability and just from, you know, what content we can produce to help facilitate your implementations. So the commitment we can make to you is that we will continue to provide documentation for all the protocols, for all the communication of the protocols that exist between our Microsoft products to make sure that that's open, to make sure that's transparent. And one thing that, you know, I'm really excited about was before we released Office 2013, before we even had a technical preview or a beta, the first place that we announced the product was on our Interoperability Center. So you could go there before the beta was released and actually look at the technical specifications of our Office 2013 product. And that's something that's really exciting, and I think it's something that really drives home the commitment we have to interoperability, because we're showing everything that we're doing before we actually release the product. So if you're building something that relies on Office, you'll be able to adopt that much quicker. So here's some examples of, you know, how we've executed on this commitment. Obviously, as Murray mentioned, we've done a number of events. We've published thousands of pages of documentation. We've covered all our protocols with our main products. We have a huge team underway that does this work. To create 50,000 pages of documents, it's a huge effort. And these documents are actually written by engineers. They're written by the product people who wrote the code for SharePoint. So, I mean, it's authored by engineers. And we find that to be very important so that if you are doing an implementation, you can be successful with that. We offer free support. So if you have questions or issues with our open specifications or our protocol information, we'll create cases for you for free and work with you on those problems for free. We don't charge for that because we want to make sure that everybody is able to interoperate with us. And I think that's a great proof point, just saying how serious we are about this. And then I have a short talk this afternoon where I'll talk about the tools we make. And that's another area that I find really exciting because we have a huge investment in the tools we build to validate. So if you do a protocol implementation, we'll build tools that will help validate what you built, you know, within the scope of our open specification. So that's something that we're also very excited about, and something that I'll talk about later today. So the themes of this plug again is that, you know, we want to build a relationship with you. That's why we're here. We want to get feedback from you. Every time we do one of these events, we learn something new, usually a lot that we didn't know. The office team has been doing this for about 2.5 years. So we're relatively new. So we're always looking for new ways to kind of foster interop. So please don't hesitate to come and talk to us. Wanted to talk about the open specifications. This is kind of the scope of the program. And the open specifications are the actual documents. They're actually the protocol documents that describe the communication between our Microsoft products. And the objective of the open specification is to really provide transparency and to provide opportunities for third parties. The way they fit kind of in the Microsoft documentation ecosystem is that if you go to Microsoft.com, you'll see all sorts of documentation. You'll see TechNet documentation, you'll see MSDN documentation, and kind of the hierarchy looks like this. You've got the IT worker or information worker content, which is really if you're deploying Microsoft products, if you're administering or configuring, it's kind of that high level information. And then you start moving down into kind of the object model content, API content, the SDKs, and then at the root of it, you've got the open specifications. And that's kind of the hardcore information that really describes the protocols and the communication between our products. So we leverage, when we author these documents, we leverage the RFC standard 2119, the normative language, so that it's a consistent approach to authoring across SQL, across Windows, and across Office, SharePoint, and Exchange. So if you go to one product group, or one group within Microsoft, their documents are gonna look very similar to another group. And we did that because we wanted to make it consistent, and we wanted to make sure that, you know, these cross-platform implementations could go to a Microsoft library and see kind of all the same type of content for all of Microsoft's products. All the content for Office Interop sits off of MSDN. We've got kind of three places. We've got the Learn Center, the Development Center, and then MSDN. If you're new to protocols, usually the best place to start is the overview documents. And for Office, we've got three main ones. We've got one for SharePoint, one for the Office client, which is basically describing which protocols the Office client uses to connect to SharePoint. And then you've got one for Exchange. And so tomorrow there's going to be talks that will cover each one of these and kind of describe the topology, protocol topology for all of our Office products. Another thing you can do is explore the interactive pivot, which is kind of the Silverlight kind of discovery tool that we oh, it's not showing up here, okay, so this is the interactive pivot. And so this is another place you can start. So if you're trying to understand how a given Microsoft product communicates with another Microsoft product, this is kind of a way to, since we've got 50,000 pages, it's kind of daunting to just start looking at this huge library of information. So let's say you're trying to understand which protocols Outlook uses to communicate with Exchange Server. So you can click Exchange Server, and so you see all the, so Exchange, and then you'll see all the different families of protocols that are used to communicate with Exchange. You've got ActiveSync, you've got the web services, you've got SharePoint, there's a lot of integration between SharePoint and Exchange, and then you've got the link client communication that's with Exchange. In this example, we're interested in what Outlook's using, so you can click Outlook. It'll then create a subcategory of lists, so you've got RPC, you've got the web service. Since Outlook primarily uses RPCs to communicate with Exchange, you can click that. It'll then pop open what we call the pivot. And it'll bring up all the documents that are related to the communication between Outlook and Exchange. And what's interesting about this is then you can then pack the documents in a zip file or one of these other formats and download them and take them with you. So it helps kind of categorize and manage all this content. If you didn't do this, this is kind of what you're presented with. You're presented a huge library of documents here that represent all the protocol content that we've authored. You can obviously use the pivot as well to kind of narrow it down based off your product interest. So if Exchange, and then, you know, if there's, what are the connections with Link and Exchange, that'll show you what that is. So it's just kind of a user-friendly tool to filter through some of this content and help, you know, find what you need quicker. So anyway, that's all I really wanted to talk about. We'll have some more talks on the Office products tomorrow, and I'll do one more talk this afternoon on some of our Office tooling. But please don't hesitate to come and talk to me after the session at lunch or at one of the breaks if you have any questions on Office. We're happy to have you. So thank you.